Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Brum, 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 brumity brum.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
The move to make, the only move to make, is to move on and hire Jeff Brohm.
And James Strebel.
Fire Scott Satterfield, hire Jeff Brohm.
Y'all, you wish in one hand, crap in the other.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Drove on my way home and passed a group of very, very attractive, I'm not just telling you like it is, very pretty, very tall young women, a whole bunch of them. There was maybe two guys in the group, and I turn, I look, and I'm like, well, they're not dressed in red. Who are they? And then I look, and they were the Michigan volleyball team.
I think Eric Crawford, are you saying the same thing I am?
I'm saying the same thing. Belgium just tweeted it out, too.
About 5 minutes ago, I got like six texts in a row that said that Satterfield will be back. And I said at 4:59 to Strebel, they're going to release it at 5 o'clock. And there it is. Eric Crawford, Scott Satterfield, and Vince Tyree spoke today. Satterfield will return for his fourth season with U of L. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, Andy, you know what? The take was going to be.
Let's take calls.
All right, let's
267-9680.
Let's do it. My take was going to be, if he got fired, y'all ran a good man out of town. A man that was going to try to fix your programs and make it go the right way. Now I'm going to laugh at y'all because you're keeping this dude, and Stoops just smacked you. You want to slap D? He just got to slap D. How about that? You just got slapped in the D. Yes, yes, yes. Y'all are done. Poverty program. Poverty program. Poverty program. I told y'all poverty program.
Deck, are you impressed with that?
I'm surprised.
Okay, so
I'm not surprised in Strebel's reaction.
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't give a damn your thoughts on Scott Satterfield.
Right.
Why would, Jack, you've been around here long enough to know, okay? Well, now what do we do? Now we have a lot of ways to go. So I've been prepared for everything. I want to be clear with this. I am not going to back off to what I said with one caveat, but I'm not going to back off big picture. That I am far from sold. In fact, after three seasons, I'm not sold that Scott Satterfield is the guy to lead Louisville to what we think a next level can be. He's over there tweeting, by the way, Jack. Look at him.
He's over there tweeting.
No,
I'm listening.
Look at him.
No, I wasn't tweeting.
Look at him.
I texted
look
my brother.
You're texting. Where'd you text your brother? Are you on Cats Illustrated right now? I'm looking at you.
I sent a laughy face, said they kept him because it's going to break my brother's heart. Sorry, Andrew.
So where I am with all of this is that I believe Scott Satterfield is about a 6-win coach, give or take. And on his good season, when people say a good season, you're going to pop up and challenge the ACC. No, you're not. The problem in what we ran into in 267-9680, we'll take calls. I know it's going to be, we're going to have to weave in and out of all of this here.
Yeah, phone line's already full right now.
Okay, 437-9680. Yeah, I just saw him. That's why I said that, Jack. I appreciate it, but no,
sorry.
That's why. Is we're at a situation here to where I'm not going to back off the not sold on the guy. What I don't know behind the scenes. What I do not know behind the scenes is, were there overtures to Jeff Brohm through back channels and he said no again? That's what I do not know. But ever since the end of the Governor's Cup, Louisville has operated as if Scott Satterfield is the coach. They tweeted out pictures on the recruiting trail. They got to commit 2 days ago, yesterday, whenever it was. And so we sit here today with Scott Satterfield coming back, and it's really difficult if Jeff Brohm's available for me to tell you that you're serious about football.
That's it right there.
And that's what I said after the Governor's Cup, and that's where we are. The problem with all of this, and I said this in hour number one, and then we'll go to some phone calls. The things that you guys, and Vince Tyree, I'm sure, the things that everybody liked about this team and the future with Satterfield as the head coach was still true Saturday night after you got beat down by Kentucky. And that's the thing that hasn't been able to shine through. That's the sun, if you will, that hasn't been able to shine through the clouds. And that's why I brought it up every day, that I understand. I'm with you. I wanted to see Louisville football make the move to Jeff Brohm. I think that that is obvious, that just about everyone at the radio station has been saying similar things.
95%.
But the things that you guys loved about Satterfield, a young team, you get Malik back for another year, an improving offensive line. If you can, Jack, can you look in that Eric Crawford story while I'm on the air? Because I don't necessarily listen. I can try to paint a rosy picture that these young players, by the way, Jordan Watkins is gone, I'm sure he will not be the last, that everything's going to be okay. But the future of U of L football right now has been that to me, the standards have been lowered. The commitment, money-wise, has been lowered. There better be some changes on this staff. You cannot run it back. Otherwise, no fan is going to buy in, nor should they.
No.
And we're talking about some junk 6-6 bowl game. I'm being a little bit harsh here because I don't know what the Brohm conversations, if there ever were any, are.
And if we'll ever find out about that or not.
If we'll ever find out about that. But if it's simply, it's too early, it's year four, Malik's back, it's another year, let's go. But Scott Satterfield, much like John Calipari and much like Chris Mack this offseason, cannot run it back. 6-6, being dog-walked, losing to mid-level ACC teams does not cut it. And Satterfield, in 3 years, has not proved to you that he can. 3 years later, Vince Tyree is betting on the come-up of Scott Satterfield, not what he's accomplished. Listen, Kentucky did that. Kentucky did that with Stoops.
Yeah.
We have seen that here. If Tom Allen ever works out in Indiana, they're going to do the same thing. And so I get it. And that's what we don't know is the Jeff Brohm angle behind the scenes. I am interested if, from reputable people, if the Jeff Brohm side of this starts to come out. So we get some clarity as we go, whether that's tonight, whether that's tomorrow, whether that's Sunday, whether that's next week, whether it's 2 weeks from now. But that is where I question U of L. Are they all in on football? I question Satterfield because it's year three, and I'm still betting on the come up, and I don't have anything to show for it other than getting further and further behind the rival 75 miles down the road.
There is a quote from Tyree in the WDRBR.
Sure.
It goes, "We had a great meeting today. Scott had a very detailed game plan, a very compelling game plan ready for the meeting. It continues the development that he tried to do in his first 3 years. I think everyone feels we're getting farther away from where we were 3 years ago. Continue to put ourselves in a good spot. I think that we can see where the recruiting class is, and I think we're supportive of the other moves that he'll talk soon to further enhance those efforts, and we're ready to invest in those efforts."
There's a lot of I think, multiple times.
We will see if he's ready to invest in those efforts, and I would imagine we'd be talking about things that we haven't brought up yet.
Right.
Obviously, assistant coaches, and I don't know what else. I'm sure there will be a detailed plan the way we'll wait on Kentucky and their detailed plan to give Mark Stoops yet more and more.
And his staff, and
again, you guys, listen, the things that Vince Tyree is talking about are things that you guys gave me during the season. It's a young team. They have 70 freshmen and everything. That's what he's telling you. Your own argument is what he is saying and why he's bringing back Scott Satterfield. But we need to be clear. Before we go to phone calls, I want to be clear. Then that's fine. The next year, you're not being embarrassed about against Kentucky. And they got to go 9-3. They got to go 9-3. They got to go 9-3. And I don't want to hear about bragging on recruiting. I mean, you sound out of touch.
Well,
no offense. Any bragging right now on U of L football recruiting is out of touch. It is. It's not fooling the fan base. If you want to be fooled, you can be fooled elsewhere. But to think that, but to think that it's something that I would hang my hat on why I would keep him, to me is absolutely silly. It is silly. You have not beat good teams. You may have been close against good teams. Teams had historically bad years like Clemson, and they beat you. And Kentucky has embarrassed you. And when I hear that we're further away from 3 years ago, I hear a lot of Mark Stoops. When Kentucky doesn't crush Vanderbilt, he says, well, 9 years ago, it was better than that, wasn't it?
Yeah,
It's better than when Joker Phillips was there, wasn't it?
You didn't like it then, did you?
Understandable. It was better. That was a decade ago, Mark. And understandable, Scott Satterfield, it was 3 years ago. Michigan State turned things in one offseason. They went in the transfer portal. Is Louisville going to do those things? Are the standards going to be raised? You're 3 years in, and you're betting on the come up. You're not giving him anything based on what has been accomplished here, because right now, it's nothing. Let's go to some phone calls. 267-9680, Jason leads us off. Fire away, Jason. 267-9680, it's the take on ESPN 680.
All right, this is garbage. Like, Brom or not, and I swear if it comes out, I'm going to lose my brain, that the only person we were concerned with even contacting was Brom, because I would, at this point, you can put Big Rig and the Twins on the field, and I'm going to cheer for them more than I'm going to cheer for Scott Satterfield next year. I made a commitment, and I've told everybody that next year with my season tickets, I will be wearing every away team's color or shirt the entire time. I'm done with this. We're playing a game that we cannot win. Satterfield, from the beginning, not a ton of people think this or believe it, you don't see mid-major coaches jump into Power 5 without having been a Power 5 coordinator somewhere. The successful ones were all Power 5 coordinators. This joker was at App State since he was a freshman quarterback. Somebody tell me how this is a good idea. Somebody please give me
I'm with you, brother.
Honestly, Vince, at this point, I'm okay that I'm okay with Vince being gone in February. I'm 100% cool with not retaining now. If he was tricked by some fancy words on a piece of paper that I could have put together and told him my fantastic game plan that I certainly can't execute either.
Jason, appreciate the phone call, buddy. I do. That opens up a line, 267-9680. You like this.
I love this.
I love phone calls.
I love taking calls.
I will say today, absolutely, Vince Tyree becomes one of the lead.
Oh,
one of the leads.
100%.
One A, one B, one C, whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
At some point here, and it's now, right? It was going to be that if he got somebody, if he fired him and got somebody other than Brom, it was going to be adulation if he got Brom. And if it didn't work out, we were all going to be wrong and it's whatever. But now it's going to be different. His ride or die with Satterfield again. After 3 years, he is still betting that the best is to come. Jesse up next on the take, 267-9680. Fire away.
Kentucky's going to smack these clowns by 60 again next year. L's down, baby.
L's down, Jesse. Yeah. And it's at Kentucky. Will Levis coming back. But I wonder if they can figure out how to stop him on the run next year, Andy. Sad will have an entire year to maybe scheme something to stop Will Levis running up the gut for 10, 12, 15. Touchdown, 1, 2, 3, 4. How about that?
Drink your Coors Light.
Sorry.
Tyler up next. 267-9680. It's the take on ESPN 680. Tyler, fire away.
Oh, brother. First of all, the Tyree thing. We're further away from 3 years ago. You know, in year one, he had 8 wins. Oh, by the way, L's down, sat forever.
So that's what it's going to be.
I think that's what it's going to be. We might have some sad Louisville fans sprinkled in there.
Oh, your boy Detox is on the line.
Oh, Detox? Oh,
Detox.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. Go ahead.
Hey, Andy,
yeah, go
you
ahead.
Know me, bro. Hey, Strebel. Enjoy, party on, whatever. Hey, you know, I've been out in these streets defending Tyree against all these disgruntled Louisville fans. Fire his ass, too. Get them all out of here. How do you keep a guy that is, he's a bum coach. He cried about Ellsdown. He's not, he is mayonnaise. He's bland. He has nothing. He can't put a D line on the field. He can't put an O line on the field. And the fact that I got to sit on hold and hear Strebel and some bum UK fan mock us is unpalatable. I am not watching the game next year. I'm
no, you
out,
are.
Bro.
You went to
I'm
the game. I sat next to you at the
game.
Game.
I got real. You know I got real.
You
back
left
in.
Early. You ghosted us.
I'm done.
You
I'm
ghosted.
Done.
I went to go get two Mick Ultras. Two Mick Ultras I didn't need. I get back. You're gone. Hey, I had something. I got to go. I'm like, that's just because you were getting L's down by a bunch of dudes from the holler.
That looked like me.
I couldn't. Andy, if I would have stayed, I would have had to hand you $500 to $1,000 to bail me out. Because I was about to start smacking dudes. I had to go, man. This is inexcusable. As you said, and I tried to fight it, you said this school is not serious about football, and you're 100% right.
Yep.
You guys have a good show. I'm out.
All right, Detox.
Later,
Detox. We'll see you.
Oh, man. He did have a sweet jacket on Saturday, though. I did like Detox's jacket. Like an old-school Louisville starter jacket.
Luther up next, 267-9680.
Oh, yo, listen, I couldn't be more happier. Thank you so much, Mr. Vince. I knew that UK degree would just pay dividends on down the line. You goofball. I love it. Loserville sucks. Death to Floyd Street. You make me sick. You've been conned, you goofballs. And I'll be there in two more years rubbing it in your face again at that dump of a stadium you have. Thank you.
I like the thank you at the very end.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, Luther. No, thank you, Luther. Thank you. I just and to your point about bragging about recruiting, earlier today, when they talked about the transfer portal, Louisville's favorites for two, you want to know where these players are from? Temple and FIU. That's that same waters. You're going to be in those same waters for the next few years, foreseeable future, however long Scott Satterfield's there. I mean, it's just, if I'm a Louisville fan today, I'm with Detox and all the Louisville fans that have called so far. I'm furious, I'm frustrated, and I'm angry. Because like you said.
Yeah, but but here's what I'm saying. Sorry to interrupt you.
No.
The sell job on why he's coming back is in front of you. It was told to us during the season.
Yeah.
This is how much the Governor's Cup means to Louisville fans.
It means
here.
It flipped everything. It flipped from we feel good, we beat these teams, you know, beat Kentucky, get a 7 win, get to a decent bowl game, to we hate everything, burn it down, start over again. We want Brom.
Right now.
Within a matter of 4 hours, Andy.
Right now, they have 7-5 expectations. That's what I feel like.
Well, that's the upside.
Maybe they can go 8-5 and go do a bowl game, and guess what? That's fine.
Right.
And it's the exact same thing that you hated when Kentucky praised.
All I ever hear is Brom. It sounds like the Monty Python song for spam. Brom, 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 Bromity Brom. I mean, that's what it comes down to.
Good job, Jack.
Yeah.
I thought that was going to fail. I really
but
did.
But to keep talking about Brom, 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 Bromity Brom. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous.
Rummage texted me,
right.
But I can't read it on air.
No, you can't.
I cannot read what Rummage texted me on
air. I think Rummage is on Twitter. I think he might. Is he going to Tyree?
Oh, no. Andy,
I can't do anything.
There's nothing we can do about it.
What do you want me to do?
Nothing. He's a big boy. He can tweet what he wants.
Dominique, fire away, 267-9680. It's the Take on ESPN 680 105.7. Dominique, go ahead.
Hey, man, what's going on, man? Tyree and Scott, they just not it, man. I mean, they're running our program down. It looks like a D2. D3 program right now, and you got, you know, UK trolling us a week after they beat us. They in our backyard recruiting across the street at Manuel, got the Northern King kid you got Morrow in there recruiting him, and then they come in our own backyard and recruit 2 7th graders and offer them. It's just laughable at this point. And like y'all said earlier, you got these transfer portal kids, three-star recruits. We're never going to be any better than this. Like, he's not putting a good product on the field. If you look at the game on Saturday, it was more blue in there than red. It's ridiculous.
Oh yeah,
we need to get rid of Scott. He's terrible. He's not a good coach. He can't rally the troops. He can't coach. The offense is terrible. He needs to get rid of Brian Brown. The defense is terrible. Everything's just terrible. It's just not good football. It's not a good product.
I agree with you right now. Dominique, appreciate it. Listen, this team, what I don't know is how they're going to look next year. If I believe that Satterfield could go through the transfer portal and find 3, 4, 5 guys. I mean, I don't want to say studs, but dudes that can play.
They can play for Power 5 programs.
I don't even mean finding a Wandell Robinson. No. Because if I said, hey, you need a defensive lineman to equate how good Wandell has been for Kentucky.
Jacquez Jones
well, that's a
fine player from a Power 5 school.
To go out and get 4 and 5 of those guys at least, and I don't know what's going to happen in the transfer portal because right now you can't believe any. I mean, you can't believe anything. I mean, this has been how it's been all week. It's been crazy all day. He's going to be the coach. He's not going to be the coach. I mean, what scares me is in the next how many hours are we giving Satterfield that there has to be a change or Vince has
staff.
To talk like the staff and Vince talking to us and the staff for the next two things that have to happen.
Is it unsalvageable to the point where if Satterfield went out and got a up-and-coming good defensive coordinator and broke down and got an offensive coordinator, would that make people at least, like, settle down a little bit? Is there anything that can be done now to bring some people back, not to the program, but at least off the ledge? We got a DC.
Rummage is in bad shape.
Oh, no. I mean, Andy, I wish I could. I'll read.
2 minutes ago, this is my last Louisville football tweet for a long time.
Oh, no. I'll read off the air what he sent me. I about fell out of this chair.
Texas says Rummage went in on Tyree. Texas says Tyree keeps Satterfield. The sleeper cell strikes again. Vince Tyree out here working fools. L's down, Sweeney.
Guys, you're going to get an entire
got to keep going. Let's
off-season,
keep going.
Season, everything.
We don't need your crappy
takes.
I know,
I'm sorry.
If you're doing caller radio, we're doing caller
Let's
radio.
Do it, baby.
You got to be concise.
Right.
We don't have 9 minutes for you to bellow on and on.
I know.
Bobby up next. Bobby, you're on the take. It's ESPN 680 1057. Fire away.
So all this proves to me, guys, is that Vince Tyree doesn't want to be here anymore, and he can't do the job. He says, oh, Jeff Brom's too hard to get. I can't do it. And this is why you don't hire a UK boy to do a man's job. It's just hands down. You just don't do it. But here we are, a situation we find ourselves in, and, you know, it is what it is. But it might as well have been a resignation letter for the man, you know. I can't do it. Oh, no, Jeff Brom's too hard to get. Oh. Y'all take care. Have a good one.
All right,
all right, Bobby,
one,
there you
Thanks,
go.
Thanks, Bobby.
Travis up next on the take. Travis, 267-9685. Away.
Well, first of all, I guess we need some more Louisville men, like maybe a couple of Georgia Southern or Alcorn State transfers to come in and get the job done from the last caller.
A guy that Georgia Tech doesn't want.
Right.
He got booted out of Georgia Tech, who scores 3 points a game and runs the ball 96 times a game. Anyway, I got a serious – let's be honest, sweetie. You're missing – you're actually on the wrong side, and I hate that I have to lead you to this.
Okay, no,
you should have already. You should already win here, Sweeney.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
We know what happened. What has happened here? Everybody's mad at Tyree. They're mad at, and I don't care what the little tainted kitty cat Drew Deaner says. They made that call, and what happened was,
well, I know
Jeff Brom turned them down again.
Well, you might be right.
That's what happened behind the scenes. At the end of the day, Jeff Brom said no thanks. I'm not coming to that circus dumpster fire y'all got going down on Floyd Street. I'll stay up here in Big Ten big boy football. I'm not coming down to the JV League at ACC and dealing with them three-star Alcorn State recruits like Joker Phillips left. I'm not doing it. That's what happened. They made the call. He turned them down, and that's exactly what went down.
Travis, appreciate it, buddy. I mean, listen, we may – that this is what I'm interested in. I said this, 437-968, the text line as well. That's part of the story, the Jeff Brom side, the Vince Tyree side over the last couple days, the last several hours, whatever it may be. Does that work its way out? Mm-hmm. Does that work its way into the media to where someone reputable is like, hey,
this is what went down.
This is kind of what went down. For instance, I'll give you an example. When Vince Tyree or when Chris Mack was suspended, boy, it came out, and the right people were saying it, okay, that Tyree did not want to do the six-game suspension, but that came from Neely Bendabudi.
Right.
That made sure it came out to the right people that made that a reputable talking point. Will that happen here? And I don't know.
Because it's on the other side.
I mean, there's another side that he didn't offer that I mean, there's this if Vince Tyree doesn't want Jeff Brohm to be the head coach.
Or he just likes Scott Satterfield and wants to give him another chance.
I mean, Travis might be right. It might be the turn down, although right. I still don't think that. But after 3 years ago, I'm not throwing that out the window, even though that's still somewhat for me. I probably am naive, stupid, whatever, to not entertain that more. I think there's a better chance that he just didn't reach out. There's a better chance that Satterfield, because of the reasons that we've laid out, gets here number four. Harold up next on the take, 267-9680. Harold, fire away.
Man, Satterfield walked in there with those big puppy dog eyes and said, oh, shucks. Mm-hmm. Gee golly, we were so close.
I think this is what happened.
We're so close. We lost a bunch of close games.
Right there.
No one loves close games more than Louisville, Harold. No one gets turned on by close losses against crap ACC teams than the University of Louisville. Nobody. It's unbelievable.
Tyree, give me one more year. We'll get over the hump. I promise you. I swear on my Boy Scout heart that I got you if you bring me back. And for Tyree to come out and say, look at how far away we are from 3 years, yeah, Bobby's guys are gone. Can we get Bobby out here recruiting? I mean, it looks like he can win with Bobby guys.
They won eight games.
It looks like he can win with P5 guys. Right now, our best player is a Bobby guy. It's not his guys. I mean, I understand we got some running backs and whatnot, but come on, man. Let's get an O coordinator. Let's get a D coordinator. Let's get some recruits in here. Let's go, Ben.
Yeah.
We can't gee golly our way to the places we want to be. You gotta go out there and have some dog in you. If you got some dog in you and you're about to work for it, then let's go.
That's
but
what they
right
lack.
Now, it's all excuses.
That's what
it's
they
all
lack.
Excuses, man.
That's what they lack.
It's all we close. What plan are we talking about here? I mean, are we talking about that that Kylie McEnany plan where she came out with all those blank pages? I mean, what kind of plan are we talking here? Let's go.
Harold, appreciate the phone call, buddy. Take care, man. Take care. Opens up another one, 267-9680. Gary, fire away here on the Take on ESPN Louisville. Go ahead, man.
Hey, Strieble, you think next year we could put 60 up on those bums now?
Yeah, damn right we will.
Absolutely. What a great day to be a Wildcat fan, okay? What a great day to be a Wildcat fan, because those crowds out there at Cardinal Stadium are dwindling. Next year, they might not even draw 1,000 or 2,000 to their games. Of course, that's an exaggeration, but I'm just saying that, you know, when Drew has said this several times, there is nothing harder for our fan base to overcome, and he's 100% on this. There's nothing harder to overcome than apathy. You've got Cardinal fan after Cardinal fan after now the bias, the unbiased person in me knows that this sucks for University of Louisville fans, because guess what? Those kids out there that U of L puts on the field, they train just as hard as anyone. And you're going to go out there and you're going to say, you know what, we think almost is good enough. Mm. And I feel bad for the kids. I kind of feel bad for the fans. But, you know, as a UK fan,
today's
a great
day for Kentucky fans.
Four Governor's Cups in a row now? I'm counting next year already, baby.
Yeah,
I'm counting
you should,
next
Gary.
Year.
You should count next year. You're damn right you're counting next year. Malik Cunningham's 0-2. They say Malik's back at least. Like he's 0-2. And he's got blown out twice.
He's got blown out twice. This is a great day to be a Wildcat fan. Go celebrate with Emily tonight, brother. We'll see y'all later.
Stop that, Gary.
Gary, that's enough.
Appreciate it, Gary.
Thanks, Gary.
267-9680. Look at you.
He's exactly right.
I mean, we say 3 years ago where we were. you did win year number one, eight games. You know,
but
I mean,
2-2, Javian, Dez, it's gone,
it's obvious,
gone
again. Young team,
they're young.
The sell here, and it's the take on ESPN 680-1057. The sell here is it's on the cusp. Young team, close games, winnable conference. Hey, that won't happen in the Governor's Cup again, Vince Tyree. I promise you, that's the sell here. And there better be staff changes. I cannot be any more on the record than I am. There better be multiple key positions. There better be recruiters. There better be an OC. I mean, Satterfield needs someone in the room with him.
Yes.
Someone also who can go recruit guys. I do think they have a couple young quarterbacks coming in the system here. But again, you're talking about 2024, 2025. And at that point, none of us are going to be around. Strebel's dead. I'm dead. Jack's dead. I mean, we're all dead. We're all dead. Jack, you're dead. I don't know what to tell you.
Damn.
You bum. Who's that? Is it Chris? Chris up next. Chris, fire away, man.
Fred.
Sorry, Frederick.
All right, Fred. Go ahead, man.
Sorry, because all I got to say is they're bums. They suck. I'm going to keep calling over and over and over because you bums suck. I wasted money paying for a ticket to that dump because you suck. You suck. You suck. And you suck. Woo! You suck. L down, bitches.
Whoa! 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 I don't endorse that. Not the B word.
They're assassins, aren't they, Jack? Jack, they're assassins!
God.
They're assassins!
I haven't looked at Twitter yet because
I'm trying to focus on
the show. That's why I haven't
opened
hell.
It.
I bet it is.
I opened it for a second and it's hell.
I didn't open it. I haven't opened it.
I saw Jack. I saw the devil. Like it was in
into
there.
The devil's eyes.
I looked into a devil's eyes. 5 minutes ago, I looked into the eyes of Beelzebub.
The demon in the bedroom.
Jack, I said hello to Beelzebub. Sorry.
You're right. Oh. I can't open it, Andy, because I know if I do, then my attention will
rummage
be elsewhere.
Rummage called for Vince.
Rummage.
He did it.
Is this the night that Rummage is like, bleat the Diet Coke?
He needs to be on the air at 6
bourbon.
O'clock.
Yes.
He needs to be on the air.
He does. I want
this
to hear
is
Steve
the moment.
Rummage. I want to hear
yes,
Steve
of course
rummage.
You do.
I want to hear, because I know he's angry. I know he's angry, and that anger is real. This isn't like Rummage being Radio Man. Like, he's for real pissed. He's angry. He represents, what, 90% of Louisville's fans right now? I mean, he's... Blankenbaker's smiling, right? He's the only one smiling. Right,
you know what?
Mark Blankenbaker is smiling at Santa Claus.
He is. Jackie's smiling. He has to be.
He's smiling.
He
like,
won.
I need to get a picture
won.
Of him.
Blank won.
The sheriff wins.
The sheriff.
The sheriff was on the case. He knew it.
The sheriff won.
He finally cracked the case.
What if Ty Wehrer was like, listen, I was going to fire him, and then I got a letter.
No,
I got an email.
An email from who?
From Mark Blankenbaker.
Please.
The boy. And is right now has to be so pissed.
I can't wait to listen
and
to
has to be oh, so yes. pissed.
He's furious.
And Blank is happy.
Yeah.
He's celebrating. He's doing a fist pump under the desk.
Is Blank allowed in the studio on Monday? Can he come in?
The whole table just raised in 93.9.
Like, it's like, well, like, Rummage and Ennis and Maben and Diener be like, no, you out. I'm like, we don't want people proud as a peacock.
That's like, I'm on the air at 6, 81.50, 93.9.
Let's go, brother.
Did he already tweet that?
Did he really?
No.
Hell yeah.
I'm asking if he
did. Okay.
Let's go to Samson. Samson up next on the take. It's ESPN 680-1057. Fire away, Samson.
Oh, man, fellas. I tell you what, you know, Tyree just right now, he just clipped our balls off as Louisville fans, man. You can't – I don't understand how you're going to sit there, look him in the eye, and be like, okay, yeah, that – you know what? I like where this program's going.
you wait all year. You wait all year. I love football. I love going to the games.
I'm with
you. You get the build up, and then to just time after time after time be let down, and then you know you have a movement. Now I'm not saying it would have worked out or not, but there was a definite movement with the fan base saying, "Look, we're done with this guy. He tried to leave us once. You know, what's to say he gets good? We start railing off games. He's not going to be like, deuces, y'all. I'm heading out to the East Coast somewhere." I can't believe it. I can't believe it. You know, L's down all around for the Cats fans. Y'all, we're going to be getting beat by 50 every year, apparently, because, you know, this guy doesn't – he says he – I finally understand the rivalry. Dude, they sat you in pretty much a freaking third-grade desk in a little bitty room after they pounded us the first year.
Oh, like, I forgot about
literally,
that.
Literally, I don't understand it, man. But anyway, I'm pissed off. I don't even know what to say anymore, y'all.
All right, brother.
Whatever.
Thanks,
all right, appreciate it. 267-9680.
Yeah, he understands the rivalry.
Jack, do you remember the desk, brother?
Oh, the little desk you sit in? Yeah.
I had forgotten about that
until... He was in elementary school.
I had forgotten about that until that moment.
He was ready to learn science from Mr. Strebel.
I'll teach Santa a lesson.
I had a chill come over my body. I have had a chill on my spine.
Yeah.
And I looked into Beelzebub's eyes all in the last 5 minutes.
5 minutes, yes.
Do you realize that?
You're in tough shape.
I mean, I forgot about him sitting on that little. I mean, they made him do that.
That little desk. Oh. Andy, they set him in Wait, that little,
and,
that little
and
chair.
Jack, I'm not asking you to find it, but I am certain at one point, Blankenbaker on the air said, "We put a desk together for Satterfield for that presser." Oh. I'm 100%. I am all bleeping in. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
I know it was played on the air. I don't know if it's Jack. I don't know what to tell you. If you want to look for it, I don't know how to. Blankenbaker's desk.
There's quite literally no way I can find it right now because.
Is the computer dead?
Well, no. The computer's not dead. It's just, 93.9, it doesn't record the same way. So the file isn't in Dropbox yet for me to find it.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Let's just move on. Plumber Chuck up
Plumber
next.
Plumber Chuck, yes!
On the take on ESPN 680-1057. Chuck, fire away.
What's going on, guys? First thing I got to say is Vince Tyre, don't be a little chicken hiding in your office talking to Eric Crawford. Step your butt outside,
get
on the air, and tell everybody about your decision. Don't hide behind closed doors and just talk to them two bums.
I agree. I like Eric.
Second,
yes.
The Cardinal Stadium debacle, if anybody was there, and I'm sure Strebel was there and was watching, that place looked like a closed-up Kmart after halftime. That was an embarrassment. And three, you know, you had the chance to get Jeff Brohm. You know, I think Richard Simmons would do a better job coaching Louisville right now than him, or you could dig up Fred Rogers from the grave and make both do a better job. So I hang up and listen. We'll talk to you later.
Chuck, those are musty. Appreciate it. Those are musty references. Jack, do you know who Richard Simmons is? There's no way.
From Kiss, right?
Oh, God. Oh, that's fantastic.
Yes. You know what? I'm not crushing him over
I'm
that.
Not. He shouldn't I'm not, know. I, no. I'm with you.
But that right there is amazing. Here, put that on hold. Put that on hold. Richard Simmons is – go look him up. He is a fitness guru.
Sweat to the oldies.
He looks like nothing you think he would look like.
Nothing at all. He's not very fit.
He was a billionaire.
Yep.
And then – 10 years ago or more, he disappeared, and people think he's locked up.
Like he's being, like, held captive.
He's being held captive.
Yeah, in Beverly Hills or wherever he lives, yeah. And by the way, Kiss is Gene Simmons.
And he answered, answered with such conviction.
Like, he knew.
That for that moment, he was like, I got this.
I got this, guys.
I thought it was the same
person. You're right.
I really did.
You nailed it. I really did.
Jack. That was great.
I did, too. Good for you.
Hate Kiss. Good for you for making fun of them. They're a great band.
There you go.
It's the take on ESPN 680-1057. Jack, at some point here,
we're going to take a break.
Well, yes. we need to take a break, and then we need to figure out what we're going to do here.
Right. Pat is already telling me that he wants me to go grab him so you two can – talk during
okay
break.
So yes. So let's do this. Let's take a phone call, a quick break. I'll talk to Patty Ice. I'll talk to Diener. We'll talk to Mangus. We'll talk to Vannetti.
What about Rummage?
We'll talk to Rummage.
Okay.
We'll talk to everybody. Lachlan McLean.
Oh.
We'll come up with a plan, and then we'll come back and we'll keep doing the show. So we're going to keep going on phone calls. Matt up next, 267-9680. Fire away, Matt.
Has anyone had a better week than Stoops?
No.
He just keeps on winning. And to quote those UK fans from the sticks, Tyree's got no stones. Fire that toad right now.
There it is. There's Matt. Jack,
what's going on in the background?
Is like,
there
something in the
like a robot
Jack,
in the background.
Jack, hang it up.
It's like, meh, meh,
is there a robot?
It sounds like a robot.
Jack, was there a robot back there? Have I looked into
something.
The eyes of a robot and Beelzebub
and Satan?
And Satan all in the same
yeah.
time?
And got a tingle.
I did get a tingle. Your boy Tank the Stank says he popped. It feels like he popped two Cialis.
Oh. Not one Cialis. Two Cialis.
Is your wife off work tonight?
What do you think, brother?
Yes.
I'm having a good night tonight.
Oh, well, I thought you were going to say no, and
no,
I
no,
thought there might be some lovemaking in the Strieble
well,
household tonight. She's like, why are you so aggressive? It's like, well, Satterfield's
back.
He's back for year four, honey.
No, she's working tonight. So
what
I'm
going
to be listening
you.
To some sports
oh,
talk
Ennis.
Radio.
Oh, you're be listening. Oh, boy. This is the dream
yes,
night, Jack Strieble. Angry and upset and sad U of L fan.
I can't wait.
That's all you care.
That's all I care
you're
about.
Unbelievable.
This is fueling me right now.
It is.
Like, I'm so excited. I'm going to have beers and AirPods.
We know
and,
you're going to have beers. We know you're going to have
what a Friday night.
Alcohol.
You know what? What a Friday night for me.
Lord heavens. Jack, let's take a break. 437-9680. We'll take a quick break, and we'll keep going here on ESPN. We got to take a break.
Yeah.
Got to take a break for our fine partners here at ESPN Louisville. Quick break, and on the other side, we'll keep it going here on The Take. It's ESPN 680.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I'm sure that Quinn Slezinski reminds Rick Pitino of Luke Hancock.
And James Strieble.
Not only did he play a great game, but he's so much fun to coach. He reminds me a lot, personality-wise, of Luke Hancock, who I coached at Louisville, because he gets the joke, he understands it, he has fun playing the game, and we're real excited that he's with our program.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
So here's the plan, 437-9680, we are going up until 6 o'clock, and then at 6 o'clock I'm going to hang out with Mark Ennis for a couple minutes, and Patty Ice is over there, and I know Diener and Rummage want to join in everything else.
Action-packed here, man.
It's going to be action-packed,
yep.
And those guys are going to take it deep into the night. We shall see. I might jump on the air on Saturday. We'll just play it by ear, maybe some extra coverage on Sunday. We have some time until Bellarmine basketball. Obviously, the news today, Scott Satterfield back for year number 4. I'm not overly surprised. All the specifics behind the scenes. Did U of L reach out to Jeff Brohm? Did they not reach out to Jeff Brohm? Again, I will be consistent that the things that you wanted to see from U of L, the things that you wanted to see in the middle of the season with young players and all of that, that was the selling point you gave me in Strieble. That's somewhat the selling point that you got as well.
Only now you don't like it.
To Vince Tyree, the Brohm angle, I don't have information on that, so we're going to keep going as well. 437-9680, Eric, fire away. Eric, go ahead. All right, that's fine. No Eric. So 267-9680. Kevin, fire away. You're on The Take on ESPN Louisville.
All right. Just going to echo what everyone else says. And I know I listened to the one guy who called before the break. He said you can either be a Louisville fan or you can be miserable. Well, I think most Louisville fans are angry because we're miserable watching the product on the field. Other than, one FBS team had a winning record that we beat. One.
Yep.
And they lost their starting quarterback two games in. It's just the product on the field, it's not Louisville. You're going out, and I get it. You know, it takes time. But you've had how many quarterbacks have come in? You've lost them. They've transferred. They switch positions, or they're Evan Conley. You don't have anyone other than Malik, which is praise be that he's coming back.
Well, NIL saved him. Listen, NIL and other things have helped Kentucky, but NIL here, when we talk about what name, image, and likeness has done, it's given you another year, Malik Cunningham. There's no doubt. I mean, I don't know how much is true. Ty Spalding put this up there that a big-time program did reach out. I heard it might have been an SEC program that reached out to Malik. So he would have had the second he goes transfer portal, his phone would have been ringing off the hook.
Yeah.
But NIL, I really believe, helped him. By the way, Jordan Watkins put a little emoji like
shrugging the shoulders. The shrugging the shoulders. Like
emoji,
I told you. I saw that.
Well, he's already decommitted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I just don't see any improvement. I see another 7-5. All yucks. We were almost there. Just stay with us, kind of thing. I'm not here for that. I'm here for Louisville has built their way up from the very. I went to games with my father. I watched Temple beat our face in at the old baseball stadium. Just getting rained on. I've lived my entire life Louisville sports, and I'm not happy with what I'm seeing. I'm just not. You know, we've been up there, and now we're back here again. And we have enough money. The fan support is there. We're not getting recruits. We're not getting the results, and we're getting
not a money thing.
Year of media.
Eric, appreciate the phone call, buddy. Or Kevin, appreciate the phone call there. Let's keep it moving. 267-9680. He had a train behind him. I like
that.
It's
very poetic. Train horn. Touchdown. Train horn.
Look at you. Did your brother text you back?
He did.
Is your sister still single?
She is.
Is she ever going to – what's going on there?
Yeah, she's – you know.
What's going on there?
She's building a career and building financial success.
Jack, what do you think about
that? She wants to be a homeowner. True.
I can't. The last thing she wants is us to talk about her.
Oh, the last thing.
Me meeting her one time.
Yeah.
In front of a bunch of sad Louisville fans and right now, horny Kentucky fans.
Yes.
That's what's going on right now. Again, 6 o'clock, we'll take a break. We'll get Ennis in here. We'll shoot the you know what, and then obviously we'll do the thing. Okay, so where are we at? Steve up next. Is that right, Jackie Poo?
Correct.
Is Steve up next? Fire away, Steve. 267-9680. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm a 20-year season ticket holder, and I'm just so disappointed in him taking Satterfield back. There's no excitement. We don't really – I mean, I like Malik Cunningham. He's awesome. You know, he's an awesome kid. But I tell you, it's going to be another year. It's going to be like Craig Thorpe year next year. There's going to be hardly anybody in the stands. And we're going away to these games like Clemson and Boston College, where we don't do too well there.
Hey, Kentucky.
I think it's going to be another difficult year for us.
Appreciate
you know,
the phone.
I'm just very disappointed. Very disappointed as a longtime season ticket holder. It's very upsetting.
I get it.
I was really looking forward to Brom getting hired.
Steve, I appreciate it, buddy. I mean, I think how sad is Steve?
You're
hurt right now. Look, because you have a heart and you're hurt right now.
I do have a heart, and when my brother texted me like. Made me feel sad. Steve made me feel sad. But there's an evil part of me, too. It doesn't come out often. But it's coming out right now. And I love it.
Texas says Treble's going to be able to drive home hands-free tonight. Let's go to Duke Rob. Duke Rob. Now,
oh, yeah.
Now, Duke Rob, you've been like, hey, bring Satterfield back. So here you go. Louisville fans are going
to
get you.
This is exactly what I wanted to happen. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just one of those things, like, he said it's not exciting. I mean, hey, listen, they lost those games. That's frustrating. But the word that you're not – it's not exciting. Like, they played decent football this year in parts. They didn't end the season well. I mean, I'll tell you right now, I mean, I saw you breathe 2 seconds before the game. But anyway, you go in that stadium when they played UK, and as soon as I saw those two lines, I was like, well, this will be a problem. And it was. But the team has gotten better. The team has improved. And fans like Steve, fans like almost all these people that are calling, they're the ones that tick me off, because they, some entitlement like Louisville's Alabama or even Auburn or anybody else that has
those
a
are your
standards.
But
Rob, my point would be they're not Wake Forest and they're not Virginia either. That would be the flip side of that.
True, but let's let Louisville at least win 10 games one time while being in the ACC instead of just 7 or 8. You know what I mean? Like, all of these memories we have of Louisville dominating is when they were beating teams called East Carolina and South Florida and UAB and the occasional good Central Florida team or whatever. And they beat Florida in the Sugar Bowl. That's great. You know, and that's all awesome. And I'm a U of L fan, man. I spend thousands and thousands
of dollars
on football.
Oh, yeah. But what'd you make, by the way? What'd you make for the Governor's Cup food-wise?
Oh, yeah. Well, Big Rig decided not to show up.
Well, he did.
Anyway,
he was early, and
he went to the pregame show.
He didn't want to go to the pregame show.
I brought a huge helping of pita and hummus for him, just in case.
Oh, thank you, Rob.
I made gumbo, smoked salmon, and possum salad, and a couple other things. But yeah, so that's what salmon. I did.
Brian Kelly would love that gumbo. Brian Kelly, gumbo expert.
Like, he's got that southern drawl now.
He does. Hey, what's up, y'all? Right.
Hey, y'all.
Dude, Rob, appreciate it, brother. Take care. Have a good night, man.
Thanks.
All right. There we go. Jared, 267-9680. Couple more. Jared, fire away on the take. Is this Stillman?
Stillman?
Hey, no, this is not Stillman. I'm not that ignorant. Quick thing here. Hey, I just wanted to let Samson know that Vince Marrow is carrying Satterfield's balls around in a duffel bag while he's recruiting in Louisville. Also, I wanted to address Douche Lord Blankenbaker. He got my Twitter suspended over a picture I took of him. I just wanted to ask, did he work harder for the UK frat guys or the administrator that was getting harassed by Core Denison? I'll hang up and listen.
Jack, did you let the phone go off the hook on purpose for comedic? No, but it was comedic.
Yes, it was perfect.
I don't even know. I heard Douche Lord, and that might, and then I blacked out, Jack. I don't know after Douche Lord what was said.
I heard balls in the bag. That's the last thing I remember.
This has made the rivalry worse, Jack. It's worse.
Kentucky fans are bulletproof.
We're worse off. They're going to be assassins. There's nothing that can be done.
Like, Brom could have checked some of us.
Oh, no. Brom would have checked. I mean, Brom
would have checked him.
He would have checked him.
He would have checked me a little bit.
There's no checking, Jack.
Will Levis, he threw like 15 L's down in a row. Is what Will Levis did when he heard the news.
Will Levis is like, I don't know what my future is. I'm like, the NFL.
Yeah,
have you ever seen the NFL?
Yeah.
Because Mike Glennon's going to get a start this weekend.
Well, that's a good point, yeah.
Let's do one more, and then we'll take a break, and we'll hook up with NS. Save that for the mixtape. We're going to keep phone calls going. 267-9680. 267-9680. We're going to keep going. Terry up next. Terry, fire away.
Hey, Tyree, I heard Mitch Barnhart's looking for a new bitch boy. So come on, man.
Whoa,
go look
all right.
Terry. Whoa.
Dump that.
Whoa, dump that call. Holy moly. They went to 11. Andy.
Jackie's so happy right now. The day started with you dropping your kids off at a McDonald's parking lot in southern Indiana.
And ended with me laughing. There's going to be no buildup to this game next year. Andy is sad. They're going to be checked out. Like, I'm going to be smack talking nobody.
These guys thinking everything that's going to happen.
Guys.
I'm not putting on for Louisville, but
I know
you act like you know.
Andy, they're not going to be fighting me.
They're not going to fight. They beat Duke and got
they
confident.
They won't. They're done. True. They beat Duke. Yes, that's true.
They beat Duke, and you talked about Malik for the Heisman.
I understand.
That's going to be preseason Malik Heisman. Get ready.
This is it. Yeah. The coffin's been lowered. They're done. It's over, man. It's over. Like, I mean, I'm serious, Andy.
Jack, let's get out of here.
I know. We got to go.
Take a quick break. Get at us. Get him out of here. Hit the break. Give us Shane Company. Get us out of here, Jack.